Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 10th and final parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Yud Mishnah Zayin and Parak Yud Mishnah Ches. Until now in this parak, we've been discussing the concept of Shmitas Ksofim, namely that at the end of the Shemitah year, all loans become completely and totally cancelled. The Mishnah taught us that Hillel HaZakin was concerned that people are not going to lend money. The concern is going to be that if all loans are cancelled at the end of Shemitah, then just don't pay it back, wait until Shemitah comes, and then all loans will be cancelled and people aren't going to want to lend money because they're not going to get their money back. So halachically, Hillel HaZakin invented this concept called the Prusbo, which through a little bit of a loophole allows debts to be maintained, allows loans to be maintained even after Shemitah. However, what we did also learn in the previous Mishnah was that in order for the Prusbo to work, in order for the loans to be maintained even after Shemitah, the person borrowing money needs to own land. There's a connection, it's like a mortgage of some sort that requires the people borrowing money from the lender to own land in order to effectuate, in order for the Prusbo to work. So in Parak Yud Mishnah Zayin, we're going to learn and discuss what is a particular, let's say you have something, an item, that is not physically attached to the ground, it's not cemented into the ground, but it's on the ground. So is that considered to be land? Is that considered to be karka for the purposes of allowing a prosbo to work? Says the Mishnah, kaveres devorim, when it comes to a beehive, again, as the Bartanura points out, if this beehive is cemented into the ground, then certainly it's considered to be mechorba lekarka, then certainly it's something that's considered to be connect to the ground, and it would allow prosbo to work. But if it was on a pedestal, the Bartanura says, then it certainly would not be connected to the ground and it would not allow the principle to work. So we're talking about a beehive that's on the ground, but not directly hammered in, not directly cemented, not directly connected to the ground. Rabbi Elazar says, Harehi kekarka, it is considered to be completely and totally like land for a variety of purposes. For kinyanim, for example, there are different ways to acquire land versus acquiring metalzel and movable objects. And certainly, according to Rabbi Elazar, a beehive is considered to be like land for those purposes as well. The coast finaleha prusbul, and therefore if it's like land, then certainly it would allow the prusbul to work if the borrower owns this beehive. The ina mikabelas tuma bimkoma, and because it's mechubar lekarka, it would not be mekabel tuma, it would not have the ability to become tuma, to transfer tuma, that only works with something that is mechubar lekarka. The horoda mimena b'shabes chayiv, and if a person were to take honey out of this beehive on Shabbos, then chayiv, he did an isur min ha-Torah, he was mechal al Shabbos, he would have to bring a karbon chatas, because just like, if it's attached to the ground, just like you can't, pick up a flower and uproot a flower or grass on Shabbos out of the ground, that would be a melacha of Shabbos, a melacha on Shabbos. So too, if you assume that a beehive is attached to the ground, then taking honey out of it is like taking something out of the ground, which is a melacha on Shabbos. V'chachamim omer, but the chachamim say, and they disagree with Rabbi Elazar, and they say, eina kekarka, no, a beehive is not considered to be like karka in terms of the various kinyanim and ways of acquisition, certainly as well, but also ve'in kosev n'alah prusbul, you would not be able to write a prusbul if the only thing that he owns is this beehive, umikabela's tuma bimkoma, and it would be able to become tuma because it's not attached to the ground. The haroda mimena b'Shabbos pater, and if someone were to extract to take out honey from it on Shabbos, he would be pater. It certainly wouldn't be usher, at least on a deraisa level, on Shabbos as well, because again, according to the chachamim, a beehive is not considered to be mechubar lekarka. It's not considered to be ground for the purposes, at least for our purposes, of prusbul. And as the Bartanura points out, we pass like the Chacham, so we assume that a beehive is not considered to be like the ground. Continuing now with Perek Yod, Mishnah Ches, says the Mishnah, Hamachzir Chov B'Shviz, of a lender comes and says, you know what, let me give you back the money. Even though the Shemitah year is over, I still want to give back the money that I borrowed from you. Yomar Lo, the lender must say, Mishamet Ani, no, it was cancelled, the Shemitah came, we didn't sign the prusbul, it was cancelled, and therefore you don't owe me any money. Amar lo, but then if the borrower continues and says, Afal pikin, even so, yikabel mimenu, I still want you to accept this from me, I still want to give it to you, then the Mishnah says, yikabel mimenu, he can accept the money from this person. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, vizeh devar hashmita, because it was devar, one thing, one dibor, one expression, one word, is sufficient for But when it comes to Shemitah, as the Bartanura points out, he said Meshamerani, at one point he said that it's canceled, and still he insisted on paying. That was sufficient, and he's allowed to accept the money after the person offered. He initially said no, and then he still wants to give. He insists, then you can certainly take the money from him. Kayotzebo, similar to the Mishnah says, Rotseach Shagala Le'ir Mikla, if a murderer was sent to the Ir Mikla, like we know, as the Psukim describe in Parshas Matos and Masei, that if a person is kills someone b'shogeg, if a person kills someone by accident, he has to go to this place called the Ir Mikla, the city, and if the Mishnah says that if he wants, that if the people of the city want to honor him, he's a chashav person, he's an important person, they want to honor him, Yomar Lahem, he should say to them, Rotzechani, I'm a murderer, you shouldn't be honoring such a person. Amru lo, but if they say to him, Afal Pika, and even so, we still want to honor you, he may accept the covet, he may accept the honor from them. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vizad Devar HaRotzech, this is the thing, again, one lashon of Dibor, one expression, he only has to say once, at one particular point in time, I'm a murderer, but after that point, if they want to honor him, they still may do so. Quick review, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin discusses the case of the beehive. Is it considered mechubel lekarg? Is it attached to the ground or not? Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamin. There are a bunch of nafkaminas, a bunch of practical differences in terms of tumah, in terms of prosbul, in terms of the halacha of taking honey out on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. But ultimately, possibly the Chachamin, namely that a beehive is considered to be not part of the ground, and therefore you would not be allowed to. It would not allow for a prosbul to work. You would have to own another piece of land as well. And then Paragud Mishnah Chaz described the case number one. If a person still wants to return money and return a debt that he made, and that even though Shemitah already canceled it, so we said that as long as the lender says one time, you know, it's okay, it was canceled already, then he has to do that. But if the person who borrowed is still insisting that he wants to pay the debt even after Shemitah canceled it, he certainly may do so. And the same is true when it comes to a rotzeach, a murderer goes to the Ir Miklat. The Mishnah taught us that if they want to honor him, that he should say that he's a rotzeach, he should admit and say that he's a murderer. But then once they still insist on honoring him, they certainly may do so. Once again, in both cases, v'zeh devar ha-rotzeach, v'zeh devar ha-shemitah. In both cases, he stood up once and he said, it was already canceled, and he said, I'm a murderer. But then after that point, if they insist on honoring him, if they insist on paying back the loan, then they certainly may do so. Have a great day.